This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess we'll talk about the thing that made some waves. The video that we put out there, Keith put out there, 92.3 The Fan on Twitter. Twitter reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Have you listened back to it, by the way, or no?
I was curious how it was cut, so I think I listened last night when I first got home, and then when I got to the restaurant, because I was waiting on the girls. And then I did not go back to the video at all.
Because it is the loudest I've ever heard you. And so I did at some point want to listen back just to be like, did I hear it right as it was going on? Like at one point, I think you texted me and said, you said, Vanessa, so that I looked scared in the video. I think I was trembling a little bit.
Yeah.
Like I think I genuinely was in the moment like, he's very mad. This is, and I knew to shut up and just kind of let you go. But also in the same breath, I also knew I don't think I've ever heard you that mad. And so I wanted to kind of sink that in as well. But like, I listened back to it, and you were just as mad as I remembered.
Yeah, it's interesting. By the way,
you were
Vanessa
just as loud
did,
as I remembered.
Vanessa did say that. And then her second question was, how many views you get on the video? And I was like, we don't get paid off that. That's just an extra thing we do to promote the show. But about 50,000 so far. Not that that matters, is what I'm saying. No, but...
And views matter more than, like, likes.
But yeah, my Twitter has been just not even worth combing through. So if you've sent a nice response, thank you to any of our videos, honestly, yesterday, because we had a couple of videos.
I think we had four different videos that hit like 30,000 impressions.
Which now it sounds like we're like bragging about that. We promise. The point is,
we can humble the videos really quick. I think it only had like 100 likes on it. If you want to humble it really quick,
that's
we can
true.
Do it.
And by the way, the responses were pretty personal. So there was some humbling there anyways. But
are they personal?
Yes, it's Twitter.
Yeah, that always works that way.
And in fairness,
I didn't check the comments. I typically enjoy going through the comments to see how they refer to us, especially on YouTube because we don't have our names on the video.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just really funny that you're guy with the backwards hat.
And then
I tend to just be guy that isn't wearing a backwards hat. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of go from there.
Like today, would they call you forwards hat guy?
I don't know what they'll do today. I purposely wore a hat yesterday to see if maybe I would be frontward facing hat guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing one today. We'll see what happens. But I don't have a good nickname on YouTube yet.
I like the idea the direction of our hats just to really throw YouTube off.
Well, we need the identifiers. Clearly,
yeah,
we need something for people on YouTube
because we're like the same guy. There's no visual difference between you and I that anyone could clue in on. But obviously, I had an impact. Emotional rant, and it's less about, it should be noted, it's less about Isaiah Bond, and it's more about the cacophony of crap that has rolled downhill in the last, and it's not even just Barry and Stefanski, it's the Haslam ownership. Well, in fairness, Ken responded today, and I will say that I appreciate the way Ken approached this.
Yeah.
Where Ken was, and this might even be some of the clip here, because I haven't been able to listen to his response, how we cut it yet. He was very responsible. I didn't take any objection of what he said, but here's what it was Ken's response to me on the Isaiah Bond signing.
I disagree when he mentions the Eagles and say they got their Super Bowl. It's like, okay, so they're bad. They're 3-14, and this doesn't make anything better. But would it be all right if they won Super Bowls? Would it be all right if they were a playoff team every year?
I think most fans would say yes.
Yeah. Again, Nick, I respect you. This is beyond show stuff. I respect Nick, okay? But when you're saying, well, the Eagles got a Super Bowl for their indiscretions. All right. Well, you just said it right there. Because if they did, Super Bowls shouldn't matter if we're going to be that upset about it. If we're going to be that mad, Super Bowls and winning shouldn't matter. So where do we draw the line? Because like I look at a Chiefs fan. I'm sure Chiefs fans, they celebrated Patrick Mahomes. They celebrated Travis Kelce. They tolerated Tyreek Hill. They tolerated Andy Reid's son. I think that they wish that their players wouldn't be out of line. I think they wish that their players wouldn't allegedly, wouldn't have charges against them.
So I think this is a fair rebuttal. And one of the things that I did see in some of the mentions of, I don't care what these players do, I just want to win. And I think my retort to that is like, where's the thing that you can, because it's not just about on-field results. Although it's a fair thing to say, the shenanigans are much more tolerable so when, that, when winning's there.
That's where Ken had a disagreement with the take, was the idea that why is it okay if you're winning, but then when you're not winning, it all of a sudden becomes not okay. Like, where's that line, I think, is what Ken was trying to figure out.
And by the way, it's not okay when it's winning. It's just, it's less front of the mind. And I guess maybe the point that I was trying to make in the big picture of the entire argument, because it's not really even about Isaiah Bond. Like, you can quote specifics to this case, and I thought there was a lot of cherry picking, not from Ken and Anthony, but from people online about, on both sides of whether they're going to do due diligence on Isaiah or sign him, that I think people were missing the point. It's not just about Isaiah Bond. It is Devin Bush, who played well, by the way, last year. It is Quinshon Judkins. It's Perrion Winfrey. It's Deshaun Watson. Those are five names. I've forgotten probably five more that I could just rip off, that somebody listening might be riffing off in their car.
Right. And why are we always the team that gives off the second chances?
Well, but it's also, where's the thing that you can hang your hat on as a Browns fan? Because it's not like the reputation of the owner. It's not like the reputation of the team wins, losses, or who they are. Right? It's certainly, they've been mired in the midst of this ugly battle with the city, even though I sided with the team. Man, that wasn't fun. Like, there's no redeeming thing that you can point to and pound your chest at with a fan. And when the thing that I think you're most synonymous for right now is leading the league in potential suspensions for domestic violence or otherwise, that is just, and I'll be honest with you, because I think this bears... I bought into the Deshaun Watson where I sterilized any emotion on that. And I said things like, well, 32 teams would go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. So the logic is there around the league. Hey, innocent until proven guilty. And then I watched as the chickens came home to roost on that entire situation. And cultural issues, and I do think, I think the idea that the only thing that culture is in sports is just, are you winning enough? I think that's an incredibly reductive take. I think there are teams that have lost where, yes, because they've had more losses than wins, their culture has not been what it is when you're 13-4. But there's always been a set culture in Baltimore that when they draft guys or sign guys who have problematic accusations, whatevers, that there's an idea of, oh, I think you, this might be a good situation for this person to step into.
Yeah, and I've argued on the idea that everyone thinks that the Eagles culture is awesome because we have a lot of evidence last year, even when winning a Super Bowl, that it wasn't awesome. The head coach and the quarterback were fighting right before the postseason got underway. The wide receiver was reading books on the bench. Like, there's a lot of things you can point to.
So it just comes back to the idea of, again, like, I just think seeing this on the opposite side of the Deshaun Watson thing, that wasn't worth it. And maybe a Super Bowl win would have made it worth it. I don't know. Because I saw Browns fans scream at each other because of the heinous things Deshaun was sued for, accused of, and paid settlements for. And I saw neighbors turning on neighbors over it. I don't know a Super Bowl would have been worth the Watson wars. I know it would have been a hell of a lot more worth it than whatever the last 3 years has been.
It would have been a lot more fun than what the past 3 years have been, for
but
sure.
It just comes back to the idea of, yeah, I think after the Watson thing, I give you no quarter. I don't. Like, you have to, if you're an organ, listen, I'm going to root for the helmet. I'm going to root for what my association is with the Browns until the day I die. I am a Browns fan. I don't change that. I couldn't change it if I wanted to, because it's cloaked in the DNA of my sports fandom, because to me it means family. But yeah, if my family screws up, and if my family brings shame to my family name, mm-hmm. I'm going to have something to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they might do excellent things in other fields doesn't suddenly make that shame go away.
Right.
Does it make it maybe more palatable? Sure. But the fact that the organization, this is maybe where we land the plane on it, the fact the organization has not learned a damn thing with any of these missteps, that maybe they're not the culture, they're not the team that has whatever recipe, whatever sweet tasting gumbo that you can bring guys with troubles on, and they perform on the field and stay clean off the field outside of Kareem Hunt. And again, that started with another regime here. The idea that they just haven't learned their lesson might be the biggest shame of them all.
That's fair. It's a fair rebuttal. I side on this. I typically tend to side on the idea of I separate athletes from athletes or from separate the actor from the artist.
The artist from the art. Yeah.
I threw myself in such a loop there. I basically had an aneurysm on the air, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're so wrapped up in your 3 minutes alone, I was like, wait, oh, it's my turn? Let me just completely word vomit all over this place. I apologize.
Oh, no, I apologize.
So I separate the art from the artist. I always typically have, and I think that Deshaun Watson made me start to do that. That was the problem, is Deshaun, like the beginning portion of that, to justify Deshaun and the Browns bringing him in, me and you shouldn't have to try to justify that. That should just be, okay, that's your reality. Let's try to maneuver through this. I started to look at life that way and sports that way. And so I don't get as hung up on this stuff. I really truthfully don't. But the Browns are not the team that at this point could be going after it the way that they have been. And yesterday was just an awful day of just not reading the room and not understanding that after the Judkins news, we didn't want to hear anything else. And we were tired of talking about allegations and assaults and everything that was after it. And it just felt like a day that capitalized on itself.
Yeah, and I think there's a habitual thing with Stefanski, Barry, this iteration of the Browns. They consistently don't read the room, or they read the room and don't care what it says back to them.
And that's the real result, right? Is that, I mean, this was, is for as long as I've been stammering and telling people they don't care, they can say everything they want in a press conference, they don't care. It was just more further proof. They truthfully do not care what you do away from the football field.
But the truth is, I didn't take a single ounce of umbrage to what Ken said, because he is allowed to have that opinion. And as are you. Like, I thought it was interesting that I was trying to express my emotion yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really trying to tell anybody how to think. And I know that is an occupational hazard, and I know that that is something that we do. And the reality is you can high road, or you can soapbox, or you can slice this specific conversation in a million different directions. And I'm not going to tell you what I think, but I will tell you, there are times where I think, and I try and separate the art from the artist of myself as a sports talk show host and you, the fans. Yesterday, that was Nick Wilson, the fan. That was a guy who was just ready for something redeemable. And listen, I don't want to make it seem like there are good guys. We're talking about this yesterday. Wyatt Teller, I think, is a good guy. Joe Batonio is a good guy.
Yeah.
I think Miles is a bit immature. I don't think Miles is a bad guy, no matter how many speeding tickets he gets. Denzel Ward is a local kid done great. There are so many good dudes that I get frustrated that inevitably you can't enjoy them to the same degree in a losing environment because of that. But like, my kid went to Browns Fest this year, the training camp.
Yeah.
I was very happy to have her do those things. The puppy drive they do every single year. It's not as if everything they touch turns to some sort of putrid state. But there's not enough of that, and there's not enough juice worth the squeeze. And I don't think we should just hide. I'm not saying anybody's doing that. It's tough to just hide behind, well, I see the logic in it, and nobody really cares about this stuff, so I shouldn't care.
Well, it's odd because it just feels like the front office doesn't care, but not only do they not care, it feels like they look at this as almost an advantage.
Yeah.
They look at it like, if we can get this guy, because he seems to be damaged goods, the rest of the league won't touch him. Here's our chance now to go ahead and get some value here. They don't look at Isaiah Bond as somebody that was alleged to have done something. They look at him as, oh, that's a second-round pick. Some people projected first-round pick, and now we have a chance to get him for nothing and add to our team, and it's just a different way of thinking.
Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Sean Salisbury, buddy of JP's, buddy of mine. He's been on my show quite a bit, or my old show. I shouldn't say my show because it's our show. Sean Salisbury coming up at 4, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on 790 in Houston. We will get Brian Billick, Super Bowl-winning head coach. That's at 5:20. Daryl Ryder joining us at 6 as we get you ready for preseason game number 2. Will Dylan Gabriel play? Who the hell knows? Guardians Braves as well coming up in Cleveland. But the thing we ignored most were the Isaiah Bond due diligencing in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Guys, he wouldn't have put out the whole I signed with the team thanking everybody in the organization if it was just strong due diligence. To go ahead and just steal and ape what Zach Jackson wrote yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, critical thinking is allowed on this, on that one regard to this.
Also, you then put out a tweet about you doing due diligence on a burrito. I also ate a burrito last night.
Yeah.
We were synced up for dinner.
So I did due diligence. I did eat it, but I was only doing due diligence. And so if I didn't like it, my diligence would have been done.
You missed the point. We both had burritos last night.
Oh, look at that. Was yours as good as mine?
Yeah, mine was called like a California burrito.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Which is, it's interesting. They always give like the funny, like, I don't know why, like, what part of that made California? Like, it was like, I think there was like rice in there. Is that the part that,
I wouldn't question California? It. It's delicious. California burritos are delicious.
Who came up with some of these names? Well, it's different than like a California sushi roll, for instance, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, why did people decide California needs to have a burrito? Why? At what point was it like, this is very California? No part of that burrito is California.
You could call it Rick's Burrito, and if it tastes the way California burrito tastes, I'm going to eat Rick's Burrito.
Now, that would have made more sense. I would have been like, that Rick was a hell of a fella.
This guy got it. Like the Burrito Tropical, which I had. And by the way, it's tropical, but I mean.
You like to call it Tropical?
Yeah, I mean, if I say burrito tropical,
That sounds about as dumb as
but
California.
But Tropical,
burrito.
I mean, it's like I'm like in Jamaica again, man. It had shrimp, steak inside. So shrimp on top and then chorizo around it as well.
I love chorizo.
Oh, yeah.
Chorizo is one of my favorite things. No, I love chorizo. Chorizo tacos. I'll do chorizo and eggs, which is obviously one of the more popular ways mm-hmm. of doing chorizo.
You ever made your own chorizo?
Never made it.
Oh, that is fun.
Never made it.
Intensive.
Incredibly high in calories chorizo are.
Yeah, not good. It will kill you.
Yeah, it's really not great for you.
It'll bring you down quick.
Very delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's really not great.
But muy delicioso.
That's a little problematic, but we can work on that later.
Why? I took two years of Spanish 1. I can't say muy delicioso.
Spanish 1? What happened to Spanish 2? That's why you can't say muy delicioso.
It happened eventually. But he just had to go through Spanish. I really upset the teacher in Spanish 1.
Because you kept doing that?
No. It was not great. I decided I didn't like her and then decided I was going to punish her every day.
My Spanish teacher in high school, her name was Miss Carble, and she was the hottest teacher that we had by far.
How is that not more problematic than me saying muy delicioso?
That's how I remember Miss Carville. I was easily the hottest one by far.
Like, nobody asked for that scouting report.
You want to take Spanish? Miss Carville?
Did she have a great accent?
Yeah, we do. No, she would do that thing that I'm telling you not to do right now, where she, like, every answer, you'd have to be like, muy bien.
By the way, John Miller did it for ESPN for, like 30 years, and everybody loved it. Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, it's different times now.
I don't think so. I think people would just like. I have Hispanic friends who are like, I appreciate the attempt.
When you started with I have Hispanic friends, we know the track.
Yeah,
that you're going.
I realize I shouldn't have blown past that stop sign, but I did.
No bueno, Nick. No bueno.
No bueno is Isaiah Bond. He stinks. That's the funniest part. When I got through the anger, and again, it's not just about Isaiah Bond. I got through the anger of just. The gall and the temerity of the Cleveland Browns to do what they did yesterday.
All right, hold on. Can we start this on at least a fresh note here? Isaiah Bond never stood a chance with you. Is that fair?
I don't know about that. I can separate the art from the artist and evaluate the player as much as I might think of the player.
I need to let everyone know you're starting from a fair scratch evaluation.
Like, I would not have
separate everything else.
Like, I didn't. Okay, one, you know, I hated this wide receiver class in the first place. Even if it looks like Tet McMillan's gonna be good, but he's
and you liked Ibuka.
In fairness, actually, I didn't start from a clear place because I don't really love the Texas receivers that Steve Sarkisian puts into the NFL. Because really, most of them. Are one-trick Johnnies, and it is.
Ooh, Packers fans are not happy with that.
You run as fast as you can. Routes? What are those? Catch radius?
To be fair to yourself, I've heard you in open spaces before rip the idea of taking Texas receivers.
Yes.
You're not a fan of Texas
with
receivers.
With like a top 100 pick, now, it just doesn't make sense.
The interesting thing about Bond is that he was not just a Texas receiver, but he was used as a decoy in that offense.
Yes. And by the way, people have been like, well, he just needs more touches. It's like, okay, I understand that. But the point is, he doesn't have them.
Right.
So if you're a one-trick pony, and you don't have a lot of production, and you have, let's say, less than desirable size, and you're not a great route runner, like he's a speed guy. So you either have to get him the ball close to the
NFL draft community doesn't look at him that way. You're right in that if you watched college football at all in the time he was there, he looks like that. He's very, very fast. He basically, again, I mentioned the decoy side of things. He was used in a very specific way. The NFL draft community, and going back and reading all the different, you know, mocks and different places people talked about him, they believe he can do it all. He just wasn't asked to do it all.
We just haven't seen him do it.
Yeah, which again, makes me sound crazy if I'm trying to go ahead and make that the case. It's like, well, why weren't you doing that at the college level then?
Yeah.
What part of this was missing?
And listen,
you had one 100-yard game your entire college career?
And the decoy
Jeremiah
thing.
Smith could like barely get out of bed drunk and have a 100-yard game.
And listen, there's something to the decoy thing. There is, because they did use him heavily in a few different ways. However, it doesn't completely explain away the production. So, again, got some speed. You get him the ball in space, close to the line of scrimmage, we'll see. Maybe you just have him do go balls, right? Joe Flacco's got a hell of an arm. But it's just, I would say, unintentionally funny part of this of, if you were in the midst of taking all these problem children on, I know people are going to go back to, people thought he was going to be a top 100 pick. Yeah, it means he was going to be overdrafted, because as of right now, he's a guy that can run a 4.39.
The difference here is that he's not a can't miss. You know,
yes.
Like in many eyes, if you're going to take somebody like this on, and especially somebody as unproven as Isaiah Bond is, you'd at least hope he's like, well, this is can't miss. This guy is going to be able to get the job done. No, this more reminds me of a lot of third-round wide receivers that the Browns have already taken for three straight years that we watch them not develop and be able to get anything out of.
And a lot now, in fairness, people say Anthony Schwartz. Nope. Anthony Schwartz had historically bad hands. He doesn't have those. So he is at least a half step better than Anthony Schwartz.
Yeah, he does have the profile in many ways, though. The idea that he's very, very fast. Anthony Schwartz was very fast. Definitely was a better at a sport that wasn't football in high school. That is both Anthony Schwartz and Isaiah Bond.
Andrew Berry's got a type. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Well, it is Morgan Wallen weekend in Cleveland. You've mentioned this. All the cowboy boots and cowboy hats around town. The first concert tonight at Brown Stadium. And the big talking point with these concerts with Morgan seems to be who's going to walk out with Morgan on the stage tonight. I'm guessing Joe Thomas. Who else?
So Lil Wayne's got to be it. I know he shouted out Shador Sanders at his show yesterday. I think it was at Blossom, but he's in the area and they have a song together. Lil Wayne's gonna play. He's gonna come out. That's gonna be that'll be a thing.
He's little, by the way. I didn't realize. I thought it was just a fun name.
Thought it was a joke.
He's a diminutive fellow.
Yeah,
and height. I don't know about otherwise.
Massive sports fan.
Yeah, we like that.
Big time sports.
Lil
fan.
Lil Wayne. You're listening.
So I don't know that he'll do the walkout because that doesn't fit necessarily, but he'll definitely come out at some point, either Friday or Saturday. I heard Lima hinting that he thought Myles Garrett was going to be able to be there in time on Saturday. I don't know about that.
Machine Gun. Got to drive fast enough, I guess.
Machine Gun Kelly's got to make it. That's got to be in play. Does he go for Bernie or no? Or is Bernie too old for this equation?
Whoa.
Well, he's in his 60s.
Okay, you think 60-year-olds don't love Morgan Wallen?
That's not the debate. The debate is whether or not Morgan Wallen loves 60-year-olds.
If he doesn't, I'm out on Morgan Wallen, I'll tell you that.
I mean,
an ageist.
He brought out Peyton Manning, and Peyton Manning isn't 60.
Uh-huh.
So Peyton Manning's not young.
Yeah.
I think he brought out Dan Marino, and if he brought out Marino, then he's got to be able to bring out Bernie, right?
That's true. Like, if he was in Buffalo, if you're going to bring out Jim Kelly in Cleveland, this is a know-your-audience. Honestly, it's kind of an IQ test. Like, do you have somebody advanced scouting the names that are going to drive people crazy?
Like, we know Bernie will hit. Bernie always hits.
Yeah.
So, like, just make that the obvious and go with it.
I mean, Bernie, Joe Thomas, and
Myles
Garrett.
Surprise. There's going to be a big surprise, though. I think someone like Donovan Mitchell or someone like that we don't even know is in town right now is going to pop up
and
be there.
How have you not said MGK?
I did say MGK.
Oh, you did?
I did, like 30 seconds ago.
Well, yeah, that's a great point then.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Phillip Lindsay, former Broncos running back.
I was just so moved by the other things that you were saying.
Naturally. Takes a shot at Bo Nix, claiming that Jared Stidham has had a better training camp so far. Here's Phillip Lindsay.
Bo Nix needs to settle down and stop forcing and pressing things. Stop getting ready for your next motivational video and just calm down. Once you're in that rut, sometimes it's hard to get out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Out of it. If I didn't know who Bo Nix was, and I'm sitting out there, and you're pointing out some of the better players, right now Jarrett Stidham is having a better camp than Bo Nix.
I mean, Jarrett Stidham did look great in the preseason game, but the idea that Bo Nix is building up this, it's almost enemy of what is perceived to be like one of his better friends, by the way. They claim to be like best friends, but Bo Nix is, he's driving inspiration from Jarrett Stidham of all people.
I just don't believe Philip Lindsay. I just don't. He's kind of, so I've seen a couple of his things. He's kind of doing like the LaShawn McCoy, give people the hottest take imaginable as a former player because he wants to be, it's like a Stephen A. knockoff thing. I don't know. Bo Nix was so good last year. It's tough for me to believe it until I see it in the regular season. Like, that's different than the Browns quarterback situation where none of these four guys were here last year and we haven't seen them in this context. There's a part of me that once you've done what Bo did last year, good, not great. Let's get to the, you know, let's not put too much on, well, how does he look in camp?
I think the encore is going to be really, really tough for Bo Nix. I think a lot of people are buying into what Sean Payton can do. But they didn't beat a single AFC team that was in the postseason last year. They went 0-4 in that respect. The defense was incredible. There was a lot that set up Bo Nix to look good. Now, again, I just think about that Browns game, though. I'm going to have a hard time convincing people that watched that Browns game, which a lot of our listening audience did, that Bo Nix isn't it, because he made some awesome throws in that game.
I don't think Bo Nix is it. That was something you and I talked about a lot last year, of like, there's some really good here. But I think he's a product to some degree of what he's got going around him. He still does have Sean Payton. And I think Sean will help him. Even if he doesn't look as good, It's tough for me to see him having like a really ridiculous, like a Mac Robinson fall from Mac Robinson. Ooh. He just tweeted me.
Freudian slip.
He just texted me. And it was a Philly cheesesteak, and I'm hungry.
Which
too.
One did he go to? Geno's or Pat's?
It did not say, just got a picture. But a Mac a Jones. Steak? Just a cheesesteak, yeah. He knows what I like. I don't need the deets. Just show me the goods. Problematic. But Mac Jones fall from grace from year one to year two.
Omaha!
Patriots wide receiver Mac Hollins.
There we go.
I damn near said it again. Has a pregame ritual of walking into games barefoot, which he was asked about with the on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast.
On the walk in, yeah. Walk in, no matter what the temperature is, I'm going barefoot.
But if it gets below 35, to it?
It's just, I don't know. I think the word I guess people use would be the of America. People are so soft now. Like, hell bro, yeah. Do something hard for once. It's not even hard to wear no shoes. But like, if it gets below 35, I'm not an idiot. Like, I'll put shoes on. But walking into games, no matter what.
All right, can you claim walking in barefoot is tough if 35 degrees is your tap out point?
Well, I was going to say, this is not the example you want to use for the beep of America. This isn't it.
By the way, if you watch his TikTok, he has a weird knob. Sorry.
I would imagine.
He sounds like a weird knob.
Like
a weird knob.
Yeah.
And then to have this idea of like, so how do you prove your toughness, right? How do you display your alpha maleness?
I know how.
I walk into the games barefoot unless it's below 35 degrees.
Touch some electrical fences and then we can start a conversation.
I'll tell you this. He would not hang for 5 seconds on the electric fence ride out in Medina County. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should charge a mission. That's your sister's new TikTok venture, by the way. Filming little kids touching the electrical fence.
My sister's already leaning a little too hard into the Roseanne Barr.
I'd watch the hell out of that TikTok.
Of course you would. That doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Instant like.
All right, that TikTok
and
or
also tag him. Tag Mac and then all, not Mac Robinson. tag him and then also say deleting the wussification of America.
Well, or so I'm the first person and I'm like, hey, Mac, let's talk about real alpha dog bleep. And then you just grab it and I'm just getting shocked to but you know what and back. And I'm like, come to Leary and find what's what. And then of course I pass out.
Omaha!
All right, Dolphins got destroyed in practice. Mike McDaniel wouldn't stop talking about Eminem and 8 Mile. Here we go.
Graduated high school in 2001. I was a sophomore in high school when his first album came out. Yeah, who doesn't know the 8 Mile anthem, you know? So I actually call it an 8 Mile, is when, you know, do his battle rap thing where you just say all the things that people know to be true and then what. So, yeah, I really wish you'd bring him to practice. It would be cool.
All right.
I think this is fun in year one. Yeah. I don't think it's fun anymore for a lot of Dolphins fans.
I'd still rather this than the nothingness that Stefanski sometimes brings to the table.
I think this stuff is great when you're winning. I think this stuff is great when you're new to the job. I think this stuff really, really just kind of plays itself out after a little bit.
He's been to the playoffs 2 of the 3 years. Last year was the low water mark, and he's 8-9. Like, it's not like, I mean, granted, I'm not saying it's a perfect situation. That roster is also not great.
The Dolphins still haven't won a playoff game since 2000.
Yeah.
It's been 25 years.
He's been the coach 3 years, though, and he's been to the playoffs twice, and he's been saddled with a concussed Tua Tagovailoa. And he's gotten him, by the way, 2 years ago, they had the second best offense, scoring offense in football.
Yeah, they had a lot of weapons on there, including Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Like, they've had pieces. So he's supposed to be like a whisperer here.
Like, I understand what you're saying, and it was weird. Let's not obfuscate the fact that it was weird.
I don't want to discredit the weirdness attached to this.
Yeah. But also, people reacting to this, and basically just the general tide turning against Mike McDaniel. I think it's ridiculous he has the second best odds of any coach to be the first coach fired this year.
I like when a tide turns. Like, for instance, when
you're a tide turner.
When we start to see, and I've noticed this offseason, we saw a lot of people start to rip on Justin Herbert. And I feel like if Herbert has a down year this year, which I have no reason to think that he will, but if he does, I think it's only going to amplify. And I think, the football wonder boy that was Justin Herbert, that turning into something that just annoys people. I like when that happens. I like when the football world collectively decides over one off season, they just flip flop on a guy.
All right. So
I find it so fascinating.
My only counter to it, just from an intrigue standpoint,
it doesn't change my opinion, but just from an intrigue standpoint, I love when the masses just all collectively as a herd move off of a guy.
So my only rebuttal is that I get really annoyed at the groupthink in football. And there's just not a lot of like...
But wouldn't you love like an email or something that was like, hey, 90% of the national media is now turned on this guy.
No.
They all got together and they all decided McDaniel doesn't know what he's doing. And now this is the new narrative.
Because the part of me would be like, which one of you chumps just like spun the narrative that got everybody on the same side? Like at some point when everybody...
You want to go to patient zero?
I think I'm just anti-groupthink. And there's so much of it in sports media and certainly in the NFL that it just... It vexes me, and I don't like to be vexed.
Omaha!
DeMar Hamlin. Remember him?
How could I forget him?
He has inspired the masses since nearly dying on a football field several years ago, but he's not going to forget about it anytime soon.
Remember him?
I'm just making sure.
Thank you.
Never forget. That's a different thing.
Oh, geez.
To ensure he doesn't, Hamlin got a tattoo on his back chronicling how much he's overcome adversity. If you were aiming to ensure you don't forget about such an incredible journey of perseverance, is the back the right place for such a tattoo?
Well, the back is tough because it's not like a constant reminder to yourself.
Are you looking at a lot of mirrors?
And then wouldn't it be backwards if you're looking at it in the mirror?
Yeah, like I feel like if you really wanted to never forget, there'd be like a tattoo right here.
Yeah,
like
arm tattoos are great.
Hand
for that.
Tattoos, but a back tattoo, you're going to see that maybe one more time. How often do you look at your back? I have not looked at my back in a very long time. My front, I've done some examination. My back?
There's a lot that could be happening on my back right now, and I don't even know.
That's true. That's where the back is where they get you. All right.
Do you have a hairy back?
Of course I do. Was that even a question?
I saw the Travis Kelce GQ photos. I didn't know he had a rug as far as the chest was concerned. I had no idea.
And the fact that he didn't shave it, honestly, Travis stock is up on that one. You look like one...
Do you have a hairy chest, too?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, I look like one quarter Chewbacca.
Huh.
Yeah, if you scratch my chest enough, I will go...
I guess I never thought about it. I don't have a particularly hairy chest or back.
You don't look like you would have a...
I don't.
You're not a hairy
person. People told me, drink whiskey, you'll grow some hair on it, and it never grew.
I've drank a lot.
I think I'm just a hairy fellow. We also, neither one of us have tattoos, unless you have a surprise tattoo I don't know about.
It's on my back. It's also DeMar Hamlin.
Just covered up by the hair.
It's actually
That's
a Chewbacca.
Actually a good way to do this. It's like a Chewbacca. Hey, we're having fun.
That's a ridiculous turn. I'm sorry for that last 60 seconds, but I did make myself laugh, and I think that's what's important. My chance to do I Was Right Radio next on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.